All right. Hello.
Okay, yeah, so I was over here meditating. So I was grounding over
Barefoot?
here, muscle manos. Yeah, barefoot.
Damn, and it's
Released all
cold weather.
the air. No, it's not cold, bro. It's nice. It's nice. It's actually nice
Perfect.
outside. And I was just releasing my was any negativity that I had, that I had or stress. I was praying to God. And also, I was telling my subconscious mind, certain goals that I want to accomplish that I will accomplish, and at the same time, giving gratitude to God. And I was describing, being appreciative of, the earth, the ground, the wind, the trees, the animals. So prior to me doing that, I was hearing the power of the power of the subconscious mind by Joseph Murray, Dr. Joseph Murray. And it's very interesting. It's like a playbook of how to utilize your subconscious mind. And it was talking, there's a section about the mental part, like sort of like the placebo effect in a sense. He never mentions that. But it's more or less like, if for example, if I have something that I will tell you that it's sacred, this is sacred, and this will heal you, but it's just an ordinary wood or ordinary what would I say? Like, for example, like it's gonna sound stupid, but like a spoon, it's gonna heal you. So you believe it, and then you're healed. But it's more of your subconscious mind of the belief and the faith that you have that actually healed you. So that was pretty amazing, hearing that section. So I had pressed pause prior to me doing the gratitude and praying to God in the subconscious mind. And as soon as I pressed play, it was actually talking about, man giving praise to the earth, to the God, to the wind, to the trees, to the animals. And I'm like, no. No, bro, that cannot be. It was just freaky, man. So that's why I sent you had sent you guys the voice message, because I just found it so freaky, but not freaky like before. Now, as you come to understand the frequencies, the vibrations, everything is aligning to what you're asking. Everything is happening for a reason, and now it's just like, wow, like this works, this actually works. And when you see evidence like that before your eyes or before your ears or whatever, it's like you say, man, it's amazing and it's a good feeling.
Bro, so I haven't even seen the message you sent because I was talking to my wife right now and we're eating. So I'm clueless of the story before that because I hadn't heard the message. So every you're telling me everything firsthand, and I'm going on a trip where everybody welcome back to the Infinite Talks podcast. Aquí tenemos al Jay. He just joined, but we're here. Yeah, he's just joined. I don't know, he's not saying anything, but he's there somewhere. But Robert is Castaneda, he's been on the podcast before a few times and he's back. And we're doing a quick one here with Jay and Rob, and he's giving us an account of what just happened to him. And it's weird because I did not expect that to come up like from the first thing you said. So you're telling us exactly what you have been through meditation, but before that, you were listening to the speaker right on motivation and inspiration and subconscious. And then all of a sudden, you press pause and you go do that. And then when you come back, you press play and he talks about gratitude towards the everything that's around you. And
Nature.
you had just done that, but you didn't know he was going to go
Yes.
in that direction. So, and then Jay, I saw what Jay had posted earlier because I saw that the text came out. I was like, hey man, the frequencies are talking to you. So, El Jay, what's up, Jay? Tell us more about that, Jay. Aquí está con el Jay, Jaime.
How you guys doing today?
Doing good,
Good
brother. Amazing.
afternoon.
Bro, it's so weird because Speaking about synchronicities, like Robert just mentioned, like when you start getting in tune, like when you're very in tune, the universe starts speaking to you, bro, and you're like, what the fuck? You start freaking the fuck out because you've never had connection to source like that before. But it's kind of like, so I call it breadcrumbing, right? So it's kind of like breadcrumbing is kind of like God, the universe, the source, kind of like letting you know, like, hey, you're on the right path. You know what I mean? And these, it's like your sixth sense, right? Like they start alive. You start becoming more aware as you start doing your inner work and you start becoming real in tune, bro. And you'll see, like, as soon as you start paying attention to things like that, like everybody that is meant to be connected is like gonna be connected somehow, some way. Yesterday, me and Eric had an hour long conversation, bro. It fucking felt like it was like 15 minutes. And like in the middle of the fucking conversation, bro, like somebody came up and it was another mutual friend, bro. And I was like, bro, this can't be. Wait, what the fuck? Wait, how come you and I have never fucking met in person, Eric? Like we fucking, we're on the same, like I told Eric, like we've been on the same ocean, like just on a different boat, bro. We're on the same wave, like the same wave, you know what I mean? But it just, it hasn't happened. You know what I mean? So I was like really excited to like, man, I wonder where this is going, bro. You know what I mean? Because it's being unveiled like one step at a time. You know what I mean? Like one step at a time, one step at a time. And I'm like, bro, like this mutual friend, I've known David for, I don't know, way like 10, 15 years, bro, because of Roland, bro.
Roland, shout outs to Roland, RIP.
RIP, homie. Because of Roland, bro, like we started, I started talking to David and then Eric, yesterday we were in the middle of a conversation talking about some business stuff, way, and all of a sudden, oh, my homie David. And I'm like, hey, wait, what David? And like the name comes up and I was like, nah, man, Miss Way, you fucking know that person too, way? What the fuck, way? You know what I mean?
Y lo vamos a hacer.
Y lo vamos a hacer. So it was weird. It was weird, bro. It was like, it's just like I said, it's breadcrumbing, you know, it's synchronicity. It's just the universe letting us know that we're on the right path, you know what I mean? That we're on the proper way of doing things and we've been doing the work and it's just, it can get very overwhelming sometimes, especially for somebody that's not used to it, but that's your connection to source, bro. Like, I mean, if you read about it, if you study about it, we're all connected, where everything is connected. I'm connected to the rock. I'm connected to the tree. I'm connected to you guys that are 200 miles away. Like, we just can't see the quantum. It's an invisible field. You know what I mean? But it's like in the same earthly dimension. So it can be like, it's a very powerful message that always comes through, bro. And like, you start listening, you start tuning in your sixth sense, and the universe always delivers, bro. Now, you got to be very mindful of the fact that when you ask for something, like, there's always a give and take, right? For every positive, for every action, there's a reaction. I'm sorry, I'm fucking driving now. So you gotta be very mindful of what you command from the universe, because like you said, like the way that manifesting works is like you're basically commanding it to give it to you. You know what I mean? So you gotta be very mindful, because sometimes it gives it to you in ways that you didn't expect it to. And sometimes these things can come in a very, very harsh way. You know what I mean? But you asked for it. You know what I mean? So you have to be very, very careful and very mindful of how you word it and what you really, really want, because you got to get into specific details. You got to get into, like, you got to literally paint a picture in your head and then call it out.
Yeah.
Because it's the universe doesn't have feelings, bro. It doesn't fucking care if you lost your fucking job. You know, it doesn't care if you lost your fucking job. It doesn't care. No.
It doesn't discriminate.
Like, it doesn't discriminate. Energy doesn't discriminate like that, bro. Energy is just gonna, you know, like it's a push and pull type of thing. So you gotta be very mindful of how you put it out when you ask for it, or when you ask for it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, absolutely, 100% agree with that, man. And
hey, Robert, and I have a question, bro. So now that we've been, and it's very interesting because now me and Eric get to see what we once went through. You know what I mean? So like, How is it now that you're more aware? Like, how has it impacted you now that you're more aware? Like, you and I had a conversation last time I was speaking to you of the stage that you're currently in. It's referred to as the dark night of the soul. And like, I was telling you, like, hey, bro, like, I was describing to you everything that I went through, and I hit it right on the button. You know what I mean? And I was like, hey, like, it can get very lonely. You start doubting everything and everybody, bro. So how is it now that you're like, because you're a very curious person. You like to ask a lot of questions, right? So like, what kind of, how are the questions different now, bro? Like, are they more insightful? Are they deeper? Are they more, how is it?
Yeah, no, that is what's that is true. Like, I'm asking myself deeper questions. I guess it was more of a fear of ask. I would just ask just simple questions about myself or simple requests, and I would never go into detail because of fear. Fear of what? I don't know. Remember, I was telling you, like, that was always something holding me back. Like, when I was asking for something, like it didn't come from the heart way. It didn't come from the heart. Like, I was like faking to tell myself that this is what I really wanted, when in reality it wasn't really what I wanted. You know, like, it was, como te digo, like, I was just como faking it, bro. Like, I don't know how to explain it. And whenever we talked, we finished talking, I started to hear the book. One that that you recommended, the dark,
Dark
the
Night of the
dark
Soul.
soul, yeah, Dark Night of the Soul, and it put things in perspective. I haven't finished the book. I haven't finished the audiobook, but I guess it's just being honest with myself. You know, like, honestly, what is it that you really want? What is it that you really want to accomplish? Now, okay, now what is your game plan? Because as just like you said, when you're asking for the universe, like, you need to be specific. It's not, no, no, it's like, ching, I want to be rich. No. Okay. How are you going to get there? What is your game plan? You know? And I've never had a game plan. My thing was always winging it. Now, pues a ver cómo sale. O a ver cómo me va. And that's not the way to do it. And just like you said, when you throw it, like, when you're saying something to you, to the universe, anyway, it can go in many different directions. But if you can be more specific of how you want your game, or how your game plan is, you're going to see those little nuggets, you know, that the universe is throwing to you. And you can, de ahí te vas, you know, you start to connect the dots. Órale. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember that I asked for this specifically. Órale. It happened. Y ahí te vas. You know, you just connecting the dots, come out. But you just have to be specific to the plan that you want to execute, verdad, whatever it might be. You know, like, if you want to have a company, okay, how are you going to do it? No, pues I have to recruit. Okay, how are you going to recruit? Pues chinga, pues I have to talk. Okay, then, ahí te vas. It's just being specific. And I guess I was just afraid of holding myself accountable. You get what I'm saying? I guess eso era, like, holding myself accountable to actually execute the pues, whatever I desire, whatever I want.
Yeah.
Because, como dijiste tú también, like, the universe doesn't discriminate. It doesn't matter what you ask of it. Como yo estaba hablando con Eric, ese jale, like, hey, vato, you can ask for, like, let's say, for example, like, it's going to be a stupid example, but let's say, okay, hey, you know what? I want to sell these drugs to these guys. It's a fucked up example, pero you know, okay, sabes que, hey, I'm going to do this. You're already planning. Como lo voy a hacer? I'm studying these people. Sabes que, this is the drug that I want. This is what they want. And boom, you execute it. But that's planning. But that's, eso es, the como se llama, it doesn't discriminate. You can use it for bad or you can use it for good. It depends on what your output is and what you throw out in the world, in the universe.
Most
that's
definitely.
Por eso dices tú, like, you have to be careful, and you're absolutely 100% right, way. You have to be careful of what you're asking, because
Bro,
así como lo...
And then I'll go ahead.
No, así como you're asking for it, be ready for...
To receive
consequences.
It.
Yeah, to receive it and some consequences, verdad? Like, you have to be mindful of that, you know? That's why you have to be specific in what you're asking. Así cuando el día de mañana te pase algo, you're not going to be like, hey, wait, no manches, I didn't ask for that. No, compadre, remember, backtrack what you asked.
You prayed for it. You
yeah,
prayed
exactly.
For it, bro. I'll give you guys a perfect example. And so, like, when I was barely, like, in the beginning of my journey, bro, like, I would always come to San Antonio and, like, to visit, bro. And San Antonio has always felt like home to me, bro. Like, something about it, just getting here, just, it's like a homey feel inside of me, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh, I'm home. And, like, I would always ask, bro, and I would always pray, like, oh, man, I wish one day I moved to San Antonio. I wish one day I moved to San Antonio. And I would picture it in my head. Before I was so self-developed, before I was really in tune and I had an idea of what manifestation was, bro. I didn't even know what the fuck I was getting myself into, right? And I'm like, hey, well, now, like 15 years later, I live in San Antonio. But look at what the universe did to me in order for me to move to San Antonio, bro. I had to fucking leave Laredo. I fucking lost everything that I fucking spent a decade building. And I had to come over here and rebuild. I got what I wanted, but I didn't
but you weren't
expect
specific.
It. I didn't get it. I didn't get it. I wasn't specific, and I didn't expect it to go like that. You know what I mean? So you have to release expectations, bro. Like, it's not always gonna be. People always like appreciate. People always like. They worry about the rain, and I mean, excuse me. Let me rephrase myself. I'm fucking driving right now. People are always like, "Oh, I'm so happy for the rain, and I'm so happy for the rainbows," and I understand that perspective, bro. But they also forget that below them, there's a lot of mud, bro. You know what I mean? And that mud's gonna get sticky, and that mud's gonna get nasty before you get your fucking sunshine and rainbows. You know what I mean? So you have to switch perspectives sometimes, and you have to like really look at it from all angles, bro. Before I ever try to manifest anything, I manifest like a motherfucker, bro. Like my timeline of manifestation is like anywhere between 2 or 3 months. When I want something, I want it, bro. Like I'm gonna get it, regardless of what the fuck comes out. But you have to be very, very detailed and specific because, like I said, the universe is gonna call you in the morning and say, like, "Hey Jay, how you doing today, bro? You want to get it done or what?" You know what I mean?
Another thing, bro, and good feedback from both of y'all. The attachment issue, right? Sometimes the attachment issue holds us back from the actual manifestation of anything we want because we're not ready to let go of certain things, certain behaviors, certain experiences, certain like comfort zones. And I've noticed that when I got uncomfortable, my manifestation became a lot stronger. And then you start being very careful because like, hey, you don't want to just manifest whatever, right? You're very mindful of what you manifest and what you bring into reality. And I started practicing this with the simplest of things that come into your mind. So let's say, let me give you a perfect example. When I started getting really good at this, kind of like with Jay, when you say you manifest like like very, very rapidly. Well, I started practicing with the smallest details. So I was like, you know what? In my mind today, for a random vision, I got a vision of me cooking a steak. And I'm just talking about the simple, right? The simple manifestation. So in my mind, I see a steak being cooked by myself. So if I act on that visualization and I make it happen within the next 24 hours or 8 hours, I'm already practicing manifestation in the simplest way. So I was like, dude, let me do that. Let me practice that. Or you know what? I saw myself watering this specific plant. And then I visualize it and then I do it exactly the way I saw it or a variation of that, like a simple, like almost the same, right? And then I started seeing that when I started doing that, and this is like pretty recent, like maybe like a couple of years ago, I started seeing like, oh, okay, I'm getting better at this because if you see it in your mind and then you put it into reality, your subconscious level starts really tuning in to the frequency that's around you. And it's going to tell you, bro, you want to get to this algorithm? This is what you got to do. But if you visualize it and then just throw it away and don't follow through with that visualization, then you're not really tuning into the frequency around you and you're missing out on those opportunities. And I started noticing that vice versa, like either way. Like, dude, I missed out on this opportunity and it was right there in front of me. Why didn't I take it? You know, what you visualized, and then you forgot the visualization and you didn't write it down. So if you don't write you don't write it down in some form of fashion and you don't have it like a concrete, then that fades away. And then it becomes like a blurry visualization, which it becomes a blurry frequency for the universe to be like, "Hey bro, I'm right here. You know, I don't know what you told me, bro. You told me something, but it doesn't make sense anymore," because that's what the consciousness is going to say. Like,
yeah,
you need to be very specific, you know.
You're not making up your mind. I mean, you're not making up your mind.
Exactly. So that's why I wanted to bring that point where you both of y'all are saying these two different ways, right? Because Robert's saying like, "Hey, bro, you got to be mindful. It comes with the territory. Whatever you're trying to like, be grateful for, manifest, or having in your reality." And then Jay, "Hey, bro, I've done it. I've seen how it works, and I've seen how it can come in a strange way where you're not expecting it, but that's what you asked for. And like, wow, now it's
That's
here.
exactly, bro. You
Now
gotta
it's here.
let go of all expectation. Yeah, you gotta let go of all the expectation, bro. Like you really do, because like expectations lead to disappointments, and the way that things come, like blessings are disguised sometimes as hardships, as like as trials, as tribulations, as like things that you need to prove. Like, okay, the universe would be like, okay, you really want this, motherfucker? Right? If you really want this, let me see how bad you want it. I'm gonna put you in an uncomfortable situation, and if you really want it, I'm gonna give it to you. But you really gotta want it. And if you don't want it, then I'm sorry, I'm gonna take it back, and you're gonna start all over again. That's what has been happening to me this last fucking year, bro. Like, I'm like, you know what? This fucking corporate shit ain't for me, bro. Like, I need to get the fuck out. I need to get the fuck out. And then I land myself a fucking a job, and then I get comfortable again. And then the universe is like, that's not what you asked for, Jay. And he fucking shakes up the fucking tree real fucking bad, bro. And then I gotta fucking start all over again. And I'm like, okay, I asked for it to give me a fucking life. And this life that I'm asking from it is not gonna fucking come from me sitting behind a fucking desk for 8 hours a fucking day. You know what I mean? But I forget that, right? But I forget that. But here comes the universe. Here comes God. I call him God, right? So here comes God and be like, hey, Jay, you know what I mean? Remember, you prayed that you wanted this, bro. So I'm going to give it to you, but you got to be ready for it. And if you're not ready for it, then I'm going to take it back. And that's, we've been at that. Me and Robert had a conversation where it's like fear. You know what I mean? It's fear of what, bro? Like I through my time, like through my ordeals, like I've built the resilience to fear, bro. I go towards fear. I've always learned that, like, if it scares you, that's where you need to go. That's where you need to jump. That's where, and then I've slowly forgotten that, because like now I have full custody of my child. So, you know, like a lot of real life problems, a lot of like, I call it skin, right? The skin problems, the third
Skin
dimensional
problem.
problems that really aren't problems, bro. They're things that you can overcome, but you got to level up. If you don't level up, if you don't match, like you were saying, Eric, if you don't match the frequency, if you don't match it, wait, you're not ready for it. You know what I mean? And they'll take it from you just how the way they gave it to you. Absolutely.
Bro, that's beautiful, man. It's funny that we're connecting like this, because guys, anybody who's listening to right now, this was like unplanned in some form or fashion. I actually manifested this right now, and we actually, not me, we, because we were in a group chat and we're like, guys, we need to get together and talk about stuff, man. It was hard to schedule because everybody has busy lives. So I just randomly had like an hour or two right now. So like, you know what? I'm just gonna send out a link, and if they're available, they're available, and we can like throw down and record. And if they're not, pues ni modo, right? But the universe told me, bro, just send out the link. So I
Yeah.
listened. Something was telling me internally, bro, like, just send it, bro.
You didn't give in to the
Didn't
resistance.
give in to the resistance. I was like, I could have just, because I was reading the book, Art of War.
Tirolo, tirolo.
I'm
No,
almost
se
done.
mira blurring.
I
Pero
know, I
bueno.
know. But I was
Top
reading
five.
it before this, and then I had lunch with my wife, and I was like, you know what? I have a couple of hours where I can spare. Let me do this, man, and record this. And boom, I sent out, and I was like, Jay didn't log in initially, and I was just me and Rob. And then, like, I know Jay's gonna come in, and boom, he pops in. Jay is in the building. So, folks, if y'all listening to right there, this is Rod Castaneda and Mr. JT Jaime in the building. They've been in the podcast for the last year. So if y'all want to check out their podcast before that, go tune in to the previous episode from last year in January of 2023. Man, it's been a whole year. Maybe recording, bro. What's up?
Wasn't it around this day too? Wasn't it like January 20 something that you guys recorded?
Yeah, it was
Yeah.
January como 18 o cuando era o
Something like that.
no,
It's in the records there somewhere. Hey, dude, but
yeah.
so when it Roland passed away, because it's an anniversary, it just came up or something, right?
In March
In March.
17th.
Okay, that's his day. Okay.
Yeah, March 17th.
So yeah, man, Roland's in the cosmos talking to us, man. Like, I knew I'd get them together.
You know, but
Bro,
yeah,
remember, everybody
yeah.
that's listening, we've been trying to get together for months, bro. Months. And I remember in the group chat, I fucking said, hey, when it needs to happen, it's gonna happen, bro. And it's gonna be amazing the way that it usually is, bro. And look, bro.
Yeah.
You
Can
can't plan stuff like this, bro.
talking about Roland, because this is actually why we got connected. I remember when I was talking to to Jay, verdad, about what we were doing, you know, the podcast, and Jay had mentioned, chinga, man, I wanna do that, you know, I wanna be up in the podcast, y la fregada. And I don't remember if Jay told me about Roland or was it Eric, pero something happened que there was a podcast that Eric, well, it was con que era the Switch, no, con quién
The
era,
switch, it
que
was the
era,
switch
yeah, the Switch,
with Roland.
and Jay, and, yeah, and Jay said, hey, wait, send me the podcast de la chinga. And remember, I asked you,
Yeah.
Eric, hey, can you send me that podcast? Let me try, because it's been a couple years back, so I'm gonna look for it. Anyway, he found it. I sent it to you, Jay, and you heard, and you're like, a la madre, like con ganas, and chingabato, we all connected together, and ever since, yeah, it was actually in March, that we postó los tres, you know, we got
Yep.
connected, and ever since, bato, it's been amazing, you know, it's been a learning experience for me. You know, learning about Jay, learning about Eric, helping me learn about myself, my journey that I'm going through. And man, I'm just blessed, man, and a lot of gratitude. And I love the group chat that we have, frequency group. It's like a little side, como se llama? A side chat, but
So checks
it's
and
more free.
I think it's our checks and balances, bro. You know
It
what I mean?
does. It does,
Like
bro.
it's for me at least, it's my checks and balances. You know what I mean? Like whenever I need to like ground myself and be like remind myself of something, bro, I just go to that group and I know that it's a safe space. You know what I mean? Like I don't have that anywhere else. I don't think I've ever had that. You know what I mean? Like I have other friends that I share things with. You know what I mean? And like, but like this, like not on this frequency, bro.
Frequency Nation in the building.
Yeah,
Hey,
exactly.
dude, it was actually, yeah, March 22nd. I remember now because I'm looking at the stats here and it was 322. Remember we're looking at that date, 322?
Yeah, you're right,
Bro,
Wayne. You're
it,
right.
let me tell you something, bro. When I went to San Marcos for the conference last week, they're like, hey, Mr. Castillo, which floor do you want? The lower floors or top floors? Like, yeah, it doesn't matter. So they give me whichever room, right? Bro, the room they gave me was 322, bro.
Yay.
I was like, okay, that's a good sign. That's a great sign. And no, also that day I was tested, bro. I was like, I'm gonna stay on my discipline, you know, because I'm my motto for 2024 is discipline on everything that I do. It's been hard, man. It's been hard. Like that word is it's like slaps you in the face. Like, hey, we can look on the discipline, you know, like all the time. Because like if you're going out of line, but that day is like, you know what? I'm gonna sleep early today. I'm not gonna drink, you know. I'm a get ready for tomorrow. I want to embrace the conference and like be in my all 100% power, you know. But then I went to Walmart to get myself a charger. I was like, oh, let me get a six pack and drink a few beers before I go to bed. Dude, discipline slapped me in the face, bro. I was like, hey, onta tu discipline, you know, like, pues no que tu muy chingón y que no se pistear. So I was like, oh, man. I was like, you know what? Nah,
Pero es de
I went to the section, bro. I was there. I could have bought a bottle of wine. I was actually craving some wine. Yeah, I'm gonna drink some wine, chill. And then I was like, nah, let me look at the craft beers. They had a good selection of craft beers. Bro, I was this close to buying that bullshit. You know, and then something, my inner gut was like, bro, get the fuck out of here.
You can't,
Go
yep.
home, go to your apartment, go to your hotel, and just
Go to
chill and
sleep.
relax. Because tomorrow you wanna wake up fucking early and go get your workout in because you have a gym here in the fucking hotel. So I told myself, like, yeah, you know what? If I drink, that shit's off the door. Like, I'm not gonna work out. So I followed through and I was walked there by like I walked out of that aisle. I was like, damn, I should have bought something, right? And then I go pay. And then I'm on the way home and like, man, should I stop at a gas station? Dude, it's challenging me, bro. And I'm looking for gas stations. And like, I'm gonna go buy my beer. And then I was like, you know what? Nah, bro, stick to your
But
guns. Stick to your guns.
is that the ego talking, or what is it? What is
Yeah.
that?
I think it has to do a little bit with the ego too. Yeah. And just behaviorism, bro. Like your behavior, like.
Yes, we're creatures of habit, bro. So you know that every time you go out of town, this is what you want to do to relax. It's your way of relaxing. It's your way of winding down. It's your way of disconnecting. You know what I mean? So like having that discipline that you're building, Eric, is very important, bro. Because like, bro. Man's greatest defeat is temptation, bro. Whenever we give into temptation, you'll see fucking people like sky high, they fall, bro. And it comes out in this book, bro. It's called Outwitting the Devil, bro. And they call it drift.
Yes.
It's called drifting,
drifting,
right? So and when it becomes drifting, then it becomes, man, I don't remember the term off the top of my head. Maybe Robert can help me, but it's something that the universe does, bro. And it catches people drifting, and it does this, bro. Like, it really does this to you. And so you have to stay like, no, no, no. You're literally telling yourself no. So that's hard. You know
that
what I
mean?
That
is hard, bro. That is hard. And usually, I was telling you guys, if the reticular activating system, I've learned to start hacking it in my favor, because that way I can control my outcome and my input. So I'm like, dude, so I visualize myself in a certain way, which is part of the visualization of one manifestation, right? And they're like, all right, to get there, what am I going to do? Like what you said, Robert, like you need a plan, right? The game plan. So if we don't run out the great game plan, and so you're going to miss out on opportunity. So myself, when I see like the outcome of who I want to be and how I want to be seen by myself, right? If I'm going against the decision-making that is not for that, then I'm like, reticular activating system, magnify the opportunities and magnify the fucking the downfalls. Because if I magnify the downfalls, I know not to do that.
Wow, bro.
If you magnify the opportunities, then go green and then red negative, right? Like, you don't want to go there. Mm-hmm. So yeah. If I keep it that simple and simplify it on the reticular activating system, then I can see both of the not the opportunities, because they're not opportunities. One is an opportunity and one's like delayed. You know, whatever the fuck you want to call it, like deviation, from your journey, right? So it's a work in progress. It's something I'm developing for myself, and I know it can help others too. And dude, I go to this training on Monday, the weekend after this conference. The training, bro, that they give us on that day was on goal setting. Guess I'm gonna tell you something, bro. It was weird because in my company, well, it's more, you know, like, well, it's a nonprofit or whatever. And but we have this trainer that comes and trains us virtually, and she gives us tips and stuff like on self-care and stuff like that. She was telling us on goal setting, like, hey, stick to your goals and all this stuff. So I was like, okay, I'm in the right phase and frame of mind. Bro, she talks about the reticular activating system after this. Like, I didn't know it was, yeah, breadcrumbing, bro. I didn't know she was gonna go there. So when she went there, I was like, she actually said it after I finished speaking, because I was thinking about the reticular activating system, but I wasn't going to mention it to everybody and be like, oh, let me explain what it is. But I was telling her about the opportunities, right? When you magnify the opportunities and you magnify the problems, then you know how to navigate the waters. And I was saying, like, goal setting, right? Like, oh, your visual boards, your vision boards for 2024, you know, do it with your family, do it by yourself. You put it somewhere where you can see it every day on a subconscious level, even if you're not consciously looking at it. But if it's somewhere in your area, then on a subconscious level, you can see it. And then it's a reminder of what you have to do, and then a reminder of all the opportunities you're going to see. And then she's like, oh, yeah, that's like the reticular activating system. I was like, and then she told everybody about it. I was like, yes, thank God. Like, somebody knows.
She did the favor for you.
For real, bro. And she connected the dots for everybody. So, and then a lot of people started talking about it. Oh, yeah, that makes sense, because that part of the brain is actually the connector to all these subconscious thoughts, you know, that we usually don't think about. You know, that it's just there, and it's like our subconscious mind is always working, you know, like just in driving around, like you're going to see different billboards, right? And you might see the one that says, if you crash, call this number.
That's the way that advertising works.
They
do
it on purpose. Well, they want you to subconsciously think that you're going to crash so that you can call these motherfuckers. So I was like, yeah. I try to not freaking look. And when I see it, I was like,
I do the same thing, right? Like, I just don't look. It's just like when you watch commercials, right? Cuando they start talking about the pharmaceutical shit, I just ignore it,
hey, or I
just change it, bro. I change it or ignore it. And we were talking about the certain, like, songs that I used to hear before. Remember, we were talking about the songs and how now I learned to block
it.
The meaning, yeah. Like, let's say, for example, like, if it's a sad song, like a sad song that I used to like to hear, like, I'll hear it,
but I don't take it to heart no more. I'm just callate, we're like, no, hombre, this song is speaking to me. Y la chingada, no, I just, hey, it's just a song. I'm not going to take it to heart. You know, I'm not going to let it infiltrate my mind. You know, like, yeah, I'm more, como se llama? Like, I guard myself more.
So like it's kind of like you're guarding your subconscious by telling your subconscious, hey, when you hear this, just block it out.
Yes,
like
yes.
It's not for us. It's something that just is there.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool,
but
man.
But it goes back. It goes back to discipline. You know, it's a discipline, and be aware. And I know. I think Jay had mentioned that right now. Be aware. You know, be aware of what's coming. You know, I just like the art of war. You know, like you have to be. On guard. You let your defenses down. Calmate, somebody's gonna come from your blind side or whatever.
Yeah. That's why it's very important, bro. Like for you, like whenever you're using the word aware, like before you're aware of your surroundings, it's very important to be aware of self. Once you're aware of self, then everything else just starts being, you're like, holy shit, like. Now you're aware of your internals, your externals, everything inside of you, your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, everything that provokes you, everything that affects you, like you said with the songs. So now you're like, okay, pop, and it triggers something inside of you, and it, like a receptor or something, and you're like, holy shit, wait, hold on. Like, catch myself there. Let me stop myself there.
Absolutely.
Brothers, real quickly, we have about 1:40 before this exits, but... We can continue recording after that. Just click the link and we'll be back on for another 15, 20 minutes.
Okay. Yes, sir.
We'll anyway, before we disconnect,
Yeah.
In case for anybody out there that doesn't believe in frequencies, bro, watch. This is going to freak you out, bro. Watch. Look.
Hello!
Oh, shit. Isn't that fucking freaky, bro?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
It was unplanned, bro. I didn't plan this shit. Like, we didn't plan this shit, bro. Look, watch how we.
Oh, Lord, bro. If y'all don't believe the frequencies, go get your merch right now. This is unplanned. Go get your merch. Holler at me and I'll give you a shirt.
For real, bro. That's crazy, bro.
I didn't know you were going to pull that one stunt, bro. I didn't need. Wait, not know, bro. This is not even planned, guys. This is not even planned. Not even planned. So, like, wow. Frequencies in the building. Let's reconnect right now, guys.
All right.